Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show.
Hey, magic makers, welcome back to another amazing episode. Today, we are diving into a very special episode all about burnout. It is a topic that I've covered before, but I am sure so many of you are so familiar with this feeling or have come out on the other side. I'm hopeful that you have, but if you are feeling this, you are not on this journey alone. My guest, Sophie James, is here to unlock some of the essential secrets to help you reclaim your energy and your joy. Sophie is not only a wellness mastermind, but she's a true advocate about setting boundaries and embracing the simple magic of self-care. Together, we'll unravel all the web of anxiety and burnout so that many of you don't feel like you're just caught up in this net and that you can walk away no longer feeling like you need to be a people pleaser and you really start to prioritize your own well-being. Sophie shares her own personal battle with burnout, from the pressure to be perfect to, you know, societal expectations of being a wife, a mom, a working woman. We discuss it all. And the importance of really listening to your own needs and setting clear boundaries both at home and at work. We finally talk about the mental load, that invisible burden that many of us carry, and talk about the power of saying no. Sophie has amazing insights on the benefits of planning and not just being very meticulous about it, but using plans, guidelines as a room for growth. So whether you're struggling with balance of your responsibilities, the weight of your own damn high standards, or just simply want to find a way to cherish the present moment, you will find something in this episode. So if you are ready to tackle burnout head on, please join the conversation. And if this strikes a nerve, make sure you reach out to Coach Sophie because she definitely can help. So listen in and enjoy the show. All right, ladies, I have another great iTunes review of the week. This one is brought to you by Mojo on the Island, and it reads, I am almost 60 years old and have spent probably 50 years worrying about my weight. I just listened to one of Kim's podcasts and loved her advice and outlook. I wish I could have heard this years ago, but looking forward to listening to more and changing my attitude. Oh, Moi on the Island, this is exactly why I do this podcast, because so many of us have been wrapped around the axle about diet and exercise for decades, and we are done. We are sick of it, and I am so grateful that you are able to find me, and I am grateful that I'm able to help you shift your mindset around what diet and exercise looks like for the next best half of your life. So if you have listened to this podcast and you love what you are hearing, please do the same thing. Leave me a review. I absolutely love hearing them. I love reading them. And it just gives me that pat on the back that I am giving you what you need to hear. Now, if you're stuck with like, I don't know how to do this, I don't listen to iTunes, do me a favor, hit me up. I will definitely help you, walk you through how to leave that review. So you can find me on Instagram at Kim Jefferson Coach, or you can shoot me an email, hello@kimbarnesjefferson.com. All right, now on to today's episode. Oh, magic makers, I think you're going to get a whole lot out of this conversation today. I am speaking with Miss Sophie James, and we're talking about anxiety and burnout. And everyone listening here, you guys subscribe to the A++ with a side of A++, you know, working for that invisible merit badge. I think this is where you need to listen to, because I know some of you, if you are like me, when I was in my burnout phase, you are asking yourself, is there a better way? And if you're asking yourself this question,
lean in and have a listen to this amazing conversation. Sophia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. And I'm super excited to have this conversation because, again, anxiety, burnout, all of that has been part of my life for quite a while. So,
hey, ladies over 45, have you been looking for the secret to lasting fat loss and boundless energy? Well, you are not alone. That is why I created the Lean After 45 Guide. This powerhouse guide is your personalized roadmap to understand the maze of metabolism shifts, muscle changes, and health fluctuations that come with age. And here's the kicker. I'm not talking about a weight loss plan because you know I don't do that. I am talking about a sustainable body-loving approach that is tailor-made for you. Gone are the days of crash diets and endless hours on the step mill. It's time to find a new way to lose fat that revolves around nourishing your body with a balanced approach to both nutrition and exercise. Imagine a life where fat loss isn't a struggle. It's just easy. It's just what you do. That's the promise of this blueprint, and it's yours for the taking. Think of this guide as your trusty sidekick on your journey to wellness. It's packed with actionable advice, practical tools, and strategies that are personalized for the lady over 45. It will give you every step along the way. So ready to rewrite your story and reclaim your life? Grab your free copy of the Lean After 45 Guide. Check the link in my show notes and enjoy.
So basically, your burnout led you to be doing the work that you're doing right now.
Yes, absolutely.
So when you were in the thick of it, did you realize that you were burned out?
Not at all. Not at all. Because, well, just to give you guys a little bit of my background, if that's all right. Mm-hmm. I am Sophie. I'm originally from Benin, West Africa, and French is my first language. So again, there is like the pressure of the African culture mm-hmm. with the culture shock.
Do.
Exactly. Be a certain type of way, right? You have yes. to be this kind of wife, this kind of mom. So that's one thing that I held on to in my adult years. And it followed me in my career as well. And I became a perfectionist. I mm-hmm. became a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And all of this pressure had led me to some physical symptoms, some mental symptoms that I actually thought that was just, it was normal. You know, we all go through this. It's life. Exactly. Everybody go through this, you know, that's nothing. I did talk to my doctor because I had a lot of anxiety, mm-hmm. not just growing up, even as an adult, when it comes to not knowing what's going to happen. Is this thing right? Is that thing am I doing okay? What's going on? Am I being a good mom? Am I being a good wife? And, you know, oh, it's fine. It's anxiety. You know, here's this pill. That should help you. Right. Oh, you're having this symptom. It's probably depression. Take this pill. You'll be fine.
Right.
Or your gut issue, right? You're not digesting your food right. I'm always bloated. Mm-hmm. And again, the doctor was like, maybe you need to stop drinking milk, try some almond and all of these things. You know, I try all of it because my doctors say this thing. But the more I started doing research, I realized mm-hmm. that it is not just the symptoms, right? I had to dig deeper.
Yeah.
Where does the symptom come from? And the more research I've done with myself, my lifestyle, the work, the pressure that I had, I realized I was burning out.
Yeah.
I was doing too much. I was doing more than I was supposed to. I was doing way more than what's needed. And I always keep pushing the bar because I have to be great. I had to be perfect. You know, I can't disappoint my mom or my dad.
Yeah. You know, there's so, you know, in that like probably 3 minutes of talking, there's like, we could have had 50 podcasts just unpacking, you know, being an immigrant and all the pressure of the first generation brings, but also just the perfectionist mindset. And I feel that I don't think it's a immigrant thing. I think it's a woman thing that we put so much pressure on ourselves that, you know, if
this is the bar. We're like, well, why wouldn't I go above the bar?
Exactly.
You know, all the time. And talking to your doctor, same thing. When I was burning out, like I had headaches, I had stomach issues all the time. And I was just, here's a pill. Here's a pill. Finally, my doctor was like, you know, these pills aren't working for you. You should do yoga. You know, and so it was kind of that first kind of like, huh, there's something else to this. But for those of you guys listening, do you sound like Sonia did? Sorry, Sophie. Do you sound like Sophie did? You know, like always just go, 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 and never have a stop. Like when you were in the thick of it, did you ever say to yourself, if you sat on the couch for, say, 5 minutes, were you like, I had to earn it? Or were you like, I'm being lazy? Like, did you ever have a moment where you just like sat for a second?
I could never sit for a second, by the way, because sitting felt like, okay, you have all this thing to do. Why are you sitting?
Yeah.
Dishes are waiting for you. The kid laundry had to be done. And me sitting felt like, okay, like you say, lazy. I felt
Yeah.
lazy. Okay, I'm not lazy, so I'm not gonna sit here.
Right.
And I have things to do, or well, people depend on me, so I had to get up and do those things, and not realizing you're not the only one living in this house, right?
Yeah.
There are other people you can delegate the task to. So yeah, that was definitely a big awakening for me. Yeah, it's ooh.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was just having a conversation with a client, and we were talking about bedtime, and she's not a good sleeper. And I'm like, you get up at the crack of dawn. Do you set a bedtime? She's like, you know, she looked at me like I asked her, does she go to Mars? And she was like, yeah, you know, I just keep going until I pass out. And I just and I'm and I think to myself of how many women do that just because we're I don't know where it comes from. I don't know if it's our parents put the pressure on ourselves, we put the pressure on ourselves that we must like wake up running and not stop until like you can't take another step.
I'm glad you say that, because where does that bar, right? Who set that
Yeah.
bar? And that bar has to deal with a lot of things, not just one thing. One, upbringing, our parent, right? They set a certain standard for their children. Obviously, every parent wants the best for their children.
Right.
Oh, well, you had to be great. You had to go to school, go to college, do that, do this,
Right.
do that, right? Obviously, one, that's our parent. Two, it's society. The thing that we see on social media, the thing that we see from our
Yeah.
neighbor, that we don't know what's underneath of that. We don't know that they probably have a cleaner who comes in the house once a month or every 2 weeks. We don't know that. We don't know that they have actually people who help. And we think that, well, my neighbor's house is always clean.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the lazy one. Again, that's something I felt this way, because every time I'll go to some friend's house for play date, everything is organized. And I'm like,
Right.
how do you do this with two kids?
Right.
I have two kids. I work a full-time job.
Right.
And yet there's always toys here and there. And I started comparing myself to these people,
Yeah.
not realizing, well, one, she was a stay-at-home mom, by the way. And I
Right.
wasn't. Two, she did have the help, right? So those are the things that I didn't know. But then by
Yeah.
comparing myself to them, not really understanding the underlining or what's happening in their life, now I start to put the pressure on myself,
Yeah.
right? Then I had to raise my bar. Well, the fact that I am not like this person, what's happening is that I must be lazy, right? So these are things with, again, the story we tell ourselves every day. Because I'm not like this, I must be incapable of holding a house properly. So
Right.
again, all of these stories that we're telling ourselves, again, we're putting the pressure on ourselves
Right.
more than anyone else.
And then the story, instead of being like, well, that's just how Sheila lives, we're like, I must raise the bar for what my minimum standard is.
I mean, your minimum standard also does not mean that it's not good or it's not good
Yeah.
enough. Just so you know, your minimum standard can be somebody else's high standard.
Yeah, true. True. And you just, you know, it's also like who you surround yourself with. So, I mean, you can't, pick who your kids make friends with, but if your kids make friends with the stay-at-home mom who has a nanny and who has a housekeeper, and you're a single mom trying to get it all done, and you're like, I'm lucky my kids got clothes on, that's my standard, then you got to live there.
Yeah, you got to. And it's also okay once in a while to get a cleaner yourself, okay? Every 6 months, if you can put $25 aside for 6 months, trust me, you can have someone coming in your house once every 6 months, do a deep cleaning. And that takes a lot of mental load out of your mind because that spring cleaning, it's another whole world of anxiety that I put myself into every year because I'm like, all right, we're going from winter to summer. We got to clean the kids' clothes and all of, and why am I doing this to myself? If I plan things accordingly, I can definitely make sure that I have help around that time. So,
Right. And
yeah.
it's funny, but you also talked about that mental load. And so there's a lot of like chatter that as a woman, you don't even realize the chatter, So here we are, we're sitting here, it's winter time, and we might be going on vacation. So all of a sudden, I'm thinking, okay, what are we gonna wear? What are we gonna do? And like all the things I'm thinking about. Meanwhile, my whole family's like, oh my God, it's gonna be so much fun. And I'm already like got my anxiety level at like code green, like code yellow, because I'm thinking about all the things that go into getting us to said destination.
I mean, in order for anyone to make sure that does not get super overwhelming, plan accordingly, right? When it comes to work-life balance, me, I believe there are a couple of things that we need to put in place. One is priorities. What are the priority? What are things that's super important for us? And then we make our life around it. Instead of making our work around our life around our work or our business, how about we make our work and our life work for us? Now, not everybody has the flexibility, right, to say, I'm going to work this much hours a week or that much hours a week. You know that your 9 to 5 is your 9 to 5, and that's your priority. You know how many hours you have to commute and how many hours you have to make dinner. So once you have your priorities, if dinner is very important to you at a specific time, you can meal prep. You don't have to cook a fresh meal every single day. Who said you had to do that? Nobody, right? So that's one of your priority. Another priority could be the kids. The kids have to have homework done by a certain hours or certain day. But if your work, it's just putting that pressure. You don't have to put that pressure. If you have an hour, as soon as you guys get home from work, do homework with the kids. If someone can help you with it, it's fine. So just know your priority. One, set boundaries between your work and your home. A lot of us take our work home.
There are no boundaries. Everything is just blur.
Everything right all blends in, and then we get overwhelmed because your boss is calling you because you allowed that to happen since day one. And now the boss thinks that, hey, well, that's okay. I can call her when she's home. Or even when you work from home. A lot of my clients say, well, I don't know how to disconnect because I work from home and then I have to go downstairs and then I still have work in my mind. Well, there is a physical way for you to disconnect. Turn off your computer. Leave your phone upstairs, right? Don't go to dinner table with your work computer or your phone. So once you understand, you know your priorities, you set the boundaries needed for you to achieve the things that you want. Let's go back to the vacation thing. You can plan accordingly. You plan vacation in advance. Let's say 6 months in advance. I usually try to do like even a year. We give ourselves in the summer, we're going to have a family vacation. Then you already know for a year that in July or September or August. Okay, now 6 months before, let's make sure we have our ticket. Okay, and 3 months before, let's make sure that we either have our luggage or if we need new clothes, let's make sure we had that going on. And I put everything in my Google Calendar. Go shopping for this, go shopping for that. 3 months in advance. And then maybe a week or two before, Stop packing. If it's a kid clothes, stop packing the kid clothes.
Yeah.
Close out that suitcase and don't open it anymore.
Yeah. No, I like that. And I feel that, you know, that there's so many things you just said in that whole thing that we're going to unpack.
Yeah.
I think the planning is a dirty word. I feel that so many people think, oh, so much energy to plan. And agreed at the beginning, but I also think, if I don't plan this, how much heartache am I going to have when I don't plan it, when just like shit goes wrong because I didn't plan it out?
Yeah.
So for those people who are like, oh, I don't really like being a planner. I want to be more spontaneous. And in my head, I'm like, I call bullshit. Like, it's just, you don't want to do it.
You can't be spontaneous. The thing about planning is like leave room to be flexible.
Right. Yeah.
Leave wiggle room. Be open to like maybe changing the day or two, right?
Right.
If that's a possibility. As you're looking at the tickets 6 months in advance, even if the date says the 23rd, be open to go on the 22nd if it's cheaper, or on the 25th if it's
right.
cheaper. Yeah, one thing I realized, I used to be spontaneous as well. I love to get up, say, let's go on vacation. I found the $30 flight somewhere, and then, right? But then $30 flight, but you end up spending maybe more on luggages, more on hotels, more on food, and you usually don't even have extra cash to splurge when you
Right.
go in vacation. So for me, planning is not being putting things to the T, it's just having an idea of what's happening and what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it's funny. I like the way you phrase that, because I think what keeps people from being a planner is that they feel like it has to be like A, B, C, D, where what you describe, like I can have A, I could have D, and I could have F decided, and allow for flexibility so that there is that element of spontaneity. But if I know I'm going to Jamaica, I'm not packing a snorkel coat. I know that if I'm going to Jamaica, all right, I'm going to have to think about what are my summery clothes that I'm going to bring with me, but I don't have to physically sit down and say, okay, three pair of pants, two pair of this.
No, you don't really have to. That's too much. You can do two pants and three shirts, right? We can wear the same pants
or
two
you don't
times.
Even have to get to that level. It's like, okay, think summer clothes, and we're going to be there for 5 days.
Exactly.
And I can leave it at that level and not feel like I have to have this whole, like, you know, PhD dissertation of how my trip is going to go.
Yeah, so true. I had a friend, she will always plan things in advance. And I used to be like, I don't know what I'm going to be eating tomorrow, so I can't RSVP yet, right? But I will still put in my calendar 3 months, right? 3 months ahead. But then a month before, I always check my calendar at the end of the month for next month or at the beginning of the month. Okay, what do we have going on? Or even 3 months, right? 3 months usually is only 12 weeks. It's 12 weeks. What do we have going on in these 3 months?
Yeah.
Then you have a mental idea of what you have planning for
right.
the
And what
future.
And what you can commit to, what you can't commit to. There's I was listening to another productivity podcast, and she said something that was like the most profound thing ever. And it's just changed my life. So I plan my life in 90-day increments because I can't really think past 90 days. And so she said, you know, very similar to you, like if I look at my calendar, say on January 1st through March 31st, and if someone asked me to do something on March 10th, and if it wouldn't be a hell yes on January 10th, why would it be a hell yes on March 10th?
Ooh, okay.
And I was like, you know, she goes, most people say yes to things way out because you're like, oh, it's March, it's January, so no worries, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. And then when it comes closer, you're like, why did I say yes to that? And so
yes.
She said, if someone asks you to do something, you know, a few months in advance, and it's not a hell yes in that moment, if it was tomorrow, say no.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
I think as part of the burnout is that people pleasing, you know, you're like, well, she asked me, she gave me plenty of notice. But if I'm not feeling that, like, yeah, inside, when I get closer to it, it's going to give me that like anxiety-inducing feelings.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's the thing with the anxiety feeling is feeling that you have to say yes to it. Well, I have to say yes. Oh, I already say yes. Now I can't say no. You can say no. You can. And your true friend will understand. If you feel like explaining yourself, hey, I'm not in a mental space to participate, or I'm just not, I'd rather be present. But in this moment, with what's going on, I will not be able to be present. So I'd rather say no. And you know, sometimes you can just say, I'm sorry, I'm busy, or I'm sorry, something came up. It's okay. Your true friend will understand. Or people who have a busy life will understand also, because just one person not going will not end or turn the end the party. The party will still going or whatever it is, unless it's, I don't know, I'm something really important, let's say for your work, you're really committed to, and you know that this is something I have to do, then you plan your life around it. You make sure that there's nothing else that is happening around that time.
And that's a great point you bring up. So it's like, if I work for myself, so I'm my own boss. I'm kind of a bitch. It's fine. But if I have a
How
nine,
lucky are you? No, I'm
but
joking.
if I, when I worked a corporate job, I flew over 100,000 miles a year. So I literally had to plan my life around those travel
Right.
obligations. So when I'm not saying that, like this is, my podcast. I asked Sophie to come on. If she wasn't feeling it and she said no, I would have been like, great. Hey, if your schedule allows, if can I re ask? And most times people say that to me, like, yeah, Kim, you can re ask. Like, hey, Kim, it's a busy season for me right now. Great. Awesome. Have at it. Can I check back with you in a couple months? And if you really don't want me to check back with you in a couple months, be like, you know what? I don't think this is the audience for me. No hard
Exactly.
feelings. Like I walk away. I'm like, hey, we can still be friends, and that's great. And I get what it's like. Sometimes you're like, in 2 months, I'm going to be in launch mode, and
Exactly.
I can't think about anybody but me during that time period.
True that. And let me be super transparent with all of you guys, right? Because we do make commitment. Like I've committed to this. And I know that we got to do this at 10:30, and I was ready. But then this morning I woke up feeling a little funky. But then I was like, okay, this is a commitment that I've made, and I like to follow up. I like to keep up with my commitment. So what I did, I took care of myself mentally. I meditated, right? And I'm like, okay, why am I feeling this way? Let's get back with who I am. Then I bumped myself up. An hour before, I was jamming music. I was like elevating my vibration so that I can be here and show up for you guys the way how I wanted to show up and not let my mindset take me down. So one thing that I always say is that if I'm in control of my life, I'm in control of the way how I think, and I'm in control of the way how I want to feel. So there's so many things I can do to bring myself from low point to a high point. How do I raise my vibration so that I am a total vibe when I'm here on this podcast? Because this is something I've committed to and I wanted to be here. But one thing that I used to do in the past, I will give in to
Yeah, the
my
feeling.
negative thought, to the feeling. I will give in to it, and then I will be, I'm so sorry, you know, something came up, I can't. And I did not like how it felt also by canceling something that I really wanted to do. And one thing that I also heard in the past is that if your mind is not helping, go to your body. Let your body bring your mind up. Because sometimes self-talk, sure, bring you places, all right? But not all the time. Positive affirmation does not always work. But one thing that I know, if like your body, if you go on a walk, you dance a little bit, you, I don't know, you just move your body, there's such a shift that happened in your mind automatically. It's just beautiful. So
It's,
yeah, we have moments.
yeah, and it's funny, I think because no one wants to talk about their dark moments. No one wants to talk about the I don't wanna, right? It's like sometimes it's really easy for me to be like, oh, I can't, I don't, I'm not in the mood. Like, especially, you know, here at the podcast, like I have to come and be like energetic and, you know, be, you know, inviting to my guests and have my listeners not want to stop it right now on the podcast. And so I feel that. And sometimes before the show, I have a little anxiety where I was like, God, I'm not feeling it right now. But I have to say, all right, what's going on? You know, like what is it that it's not going on? And sometimes it could just be, like you just said, listening to a song. And we all have that like one or two songs that no matter when you hear it, you're just like, you just, it just puts you in such a good mood. Like think about, if you think about like, if you watch sports, I know, guys, I talk about sports all the time because it freaking works. It's such a great analogy. If you watch any sporting event and they're showing the athletes, you know, walking into the arena, warming up, whatever, they all got their big ass headphones on, which I don't understand how you're not sweating in those while you're warming up, whatever. Okay. So you have your headphones on and you know, they're listening to whatever it is their pump up song, the song that like, is just like, they're putting themselves in that mindset of like, I'm getting shit done right now.
Yes.
And so,
yeah, that's true.
And that, you know, one of, as I was kind of working through my burnout and anxiety, walking became my like go-to because I could be sitting here frustrated, pissed off, and I'm just like, push away and we just go out for a walk. And just, and I would have my headphones on and sometimes I didn't even turn them on. And I would be walking for like 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, I didn't turn these on. Because it just, I just had to like get what process, whatever was going on in my body. I just had to work its way out, work its way through. And so for a lot of us, like even if we're working at home, I get it. I work at home 90% of the time. Even if it's a walk around the block, even if it's 3 freaking degrees outside, everyone has those walking pads. Get one of those walking pads. I don't care, but like, or dance around with your cat or your dog, but some way to like get your, moving your body helps to process out the funk.
It does. It's such, yeah, it's so much power into reverting into your body, right? Walking, even when it's cold. We usually, I probably walk my kid to the bus every morning and I'm like freezing. But just the more you're moving, you're heating your body up as well. Right, you don't even have to do a long walk. You can just go around the block. You can go up and down your driveway. Like just the fact that you're outside, one, you're taking some fresh air. If there's a little bit of sun, the vitamin D, the direct sunlight, it's so beneficial to us. Taking vitamin D pill is good, but then without another vitamin K, it doesn't absorb into your body properly. So all of this thing for me, I don't know. But going outside and taking just the direct sunlight, it just works so much when it comes to your mental health, your energy, your feeling. And when you're feeling gloomy, you don't have to stay in it too long. I remember a while back, I was talking to my therapist. I was telling him that I'm so proud of myself because my low days are not as low as they used to be. And that's how I am measuring where I was a couple of years back until now. And the only change was that I decided that I am in control. And I think that was the small shift. Telling myself that I am in control of my time, in control of my mind, in control of my body, and I control how I want to feel had made such a big difference in everything that I do.
Yeah, no, I absolutely, I love that. Like, and you know, everyone kind of dismisses walking, you know, they're like, it's just walking, you know, like I need to go to the gym and, you know, sweat and lift heavy stuff. And, you know, just give it a try before you poop on it. Walking is a great thing. So one of the things I want to circle back that you were talking about, we were talking about priorities, right? And so like so many of us, we put so many things on our priority list. And you are saying we don't do a good job of creating boundaries, you know, be it work, home, family, whatever, we don't create boundaries. And I know for a lot of people, creating boundaries is really challenging. You know, when you ask people, you know, I do health and fitness, and you know, I have a client and she's like, oh, Kim, I really want to work out in the morning. Great. Awesome. And I said, why don't we set up a bedtime and let's see if we can get ourselves, you know, working out in the morning. She's like, well, work, you know, it's just, you know, it's a really busy time. And I was like, it's been busy for like a year. Like, do you ever have like, you know, and I'm all for seasons. Like, we all have like those seasons where we're just like busy, busy, busy. I get that. But is it a 12 month busy? And, you know, I was like, how do we start to create some boundaries for you around, you know, your workout? That it's just, this is your sharing time.
Yeah. So, boundaries. First of all, what are the boundaries we're putting on ourselves? Right? Because again, it's like, is it what we eat, or is it the time, our cutoff time when it comes to bedtime, our wake up time when it comes to waking up in the morning? It's busy, yes, but we all have at least a pocket of time. How can we find pocket of time? Even when you are at work, you can find your 30-minute break that you have. That's the boundary that you got to make yourself, is that I am not working during my break. And I am probably going to go eat outside or walk around my work building during my 30-minute break, just for 5 or 10 minutes. That's one boundary, right? And that's the thing. We are not looking at it as, oh, I can find pockets of time. We're trying to look for that one full hour of that full 2 hours so that we can do the full workout. When we're busy, again, I think that's how we got to leverage our time, by finding pockets of free time and knowing what you need to do during that time. One, do you need to work on your mindset? Do you need to sit down and do the breath work for like 2 minutes? Even when you go to the bathroom, you can do that. When you get overwhelmed, especially when you're someone who struggles with anxiety, 2 minute breath work constantly throughout the day, again, can reduce your anxiety maybe by half. If not more. And one thing that I used to do when I used to work my 9 to 5, I had an hour commute, and I have an hour commute back to work and here. So I use my commute to work to either listen to motivational thing, anything that can help with my mindset. Then my lunch break, I will use that and I go on a walk outside my building. And during the summer, I will have lunch outside my building instead of eating inside in front of my computer. Because again, the more you stay in front of your computer, you will do work. And when you're on break, hey, I'm going on break. And you go on your break. You actually enjoy your break. You leave your phone. You don't pick up when people call you. They can wait 30 minutes. I'm sure they can wait. Like, whatever it is, there's always somebody else they can go to. And delegate. Who can you delegate certain things to? Because we want to do everything. We can, but we cannot do it all at the same time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I love how what you said is that for us, it's like we are putting the pressure on ourselves for our time. And I think back, I think I was like 26. And so I'm like, I don't really know where I found the balls. Like, and I worked for this really horrible woman. And she would like come to my desk at like 4:30, be like, this must be done by the end of the day. And it was always some like bullshit work. And I just was always so I was so resentful, because I'm like, you're walking out the door doing God knows what, and I'm here doing bullshit work because you're just you. And I remember I found a workout class that I absolutely loved. And I remember finding the balls to say, name, I found this great workout class. And so on Monday and Wednesday, I'm going to need to leave here at 5 o'clock. And I was just like, you know, I didn't know what she was going to say. I just was like, I'm going for it. And she was like, oh, where is it? I'm like, oh, fuck no, you're not coming with me. I was like, this is my time. I'm running away from you. And I was like, oh, it's closer to my house. It was down the damn street. But I was like, oh, it's closer to my house. And she's like, oh, sounds like fun. And I would be like, and she would come to my desk on that Monday or Wednesday, and she'd be like, oh, Kim, I'm like, hey, just remember, I'm taking that class. I'm like, I can do it first thing tomorrow. And that was like, I don't know where I found the balls, But it was like I had to take back some of my time because I was so resentful of like every time, here, Kim. And I'm like, oh, the hell.
Yeah, my thing is, when you give someone a hand, they're trying to take the whole arm. It's whatever you allow, people are going to try to keep pushing, even in the workplace. But because we are so afraid of losing our job, of that job security, we become the people pleaser, right? Okay, I will do everything so that I can at least keep my job. But then you become resentful. First of all, for one, to yourself for allowing this thing to happen. Too resentful of the job, even if you love what you do, because you have allowed them to treat you a certain way. And trust me, they are going to milk it. If you say yes to one thing, let's say the first few time, they're going to be expecting it now every single day, right?
Now, as you say that, so now what if I'm in the position that they're like, oh, I know if I go to Sophie, she'll always say yes. How do I get the stones to say no? Right? Like, how do I now, after I become that people pleaser, that I'm finally like feeling resentful, and how do I, now say, yeah, no, I'm not the girl anymore.
Well, I think one thing that I like to also ask my bosses is how much of a priority is this? When is the date the due when is it due?
Well,
Or
okay.
how important is it? Or I will do it first thing in the morning when I get here. Or I'll come in at half an hour early to make sure it's done for you.
So flip it back when they're like, "Hey, here you go." Just be like, "Hey, my kid has a recital. Is it possible for me to do this first thing tomorrow morning?"
Well, the thing is it possible? Usually you're asking for permission. And most of the time your boss is gonna be like, yeah, if you can do it today, it'll be great. Right? One thing
So don't give them the wiggle room.
usually don't. But again, it also depends on the position that you're in and then the relationship you have with your higher ups, right? Now, if you know that they're a-holes and then they don't really care about who you are, then you should probably start looking for a different company to work with because we don't want to work in an environment that is not welcoming or at least taking care of their employee. Right? So if they dismiss you all the time, I mean, you got to figure it out what works best for you. But for me, per se, my relationship, well, again, at the time when I used to work for that company, I always ask first thing when I come to work, what are the priorities for today? I need to make sure that they're done first thing before so that they don't come up and throw things at you last minute. Then when they throw something at 5 o'clock, you know what? This is going to be my priority for next morning. So is there that communication that you have with your employer? More also, it puts you in a position of authority. They were like, oh, this person is not someone to mess with. She gets her work done and she also set work boundaries. So we know that that's the one to go to when we want to get things done. And we also know not to mess with her because she get her things done, right? Because you don't want to mess with that employee who does her work. They always want to keep people. So again, be a good worker, but at the same time, they need to know that, hey, I do my work well. And I deliver, but at the same time, I also have these boundaries, which is if you give something to me 30 minutes before I'm supposed to clock out, you will have it in the morning. It will be my priority in the morning. So it's again boundaries with yourself, boundary with your work, even at home, boundaries with your spouse, boundary with your children. This is mommy time. You can be here and do whatever, but if you're not quiet, I'm sending you back to your room.
No, and I absolutely love that. And I feel that many of us have to kind of sit down and ask us what our boundaries are. There's a woman that I follow, and she calls it her tiger time. And
I
she
like
just
that.
like, there's certain pockets of the day that she's like, I have to protect this 30 minutes because I know that if I don't protect this 30 minutes, I'm not going to do it. I will let other things bleed into the time. And as a woman, I think it's really easy for us to be like, well, my
Do the
kids.
dishes.
Well, they, yeah, like, well, they, like, all the housework just kind of like piles on, or I want to be a good employee, or, you know, all of those things kind of make us feel like I can't take the 15 minutes to do whatever it is that you want to do. And which led me to think about delegating. And, you know, you touched on it earlier. I think one of the biggest things that as a woman, we feel that we have to be the people who provide the meals, like, you know,
We're
packing the,
natural caregivers.
right, packing the, or we've been socialized, like, and I think certain communities are more socialized that you take care of the men than others. But I feel like you have to make sure that the kids, you're packing the kids' lunch at night. You're making sure they have breakfast in the morning. You're making sure there's dinner on the table and so on. You're making sure there's food in the damn house, right? And all of that kind of sucks out of your time. And when, you know, I've asked my clients, I'm sure you asked your clients, you're like, how can you delegate any of this, like these household things? And they look at you like, what do you mean? And I'm like, so, you know, if your kids are a certain age, can you set it up like you can supervise, but can you set it up that they're pre-packing their lunches? You know, can you set it up so that like maybe your husband cooks 2 nights a week? Or maybe you're doing takeout a couple of nights a week just to give yourself a damn break.
Absolutely. I think another important thing that we all need to understand is that we all have seasons of life in our life. Right? You understand what is your season of your life. Because if you have smaller kids,
Yes.
right, from 0 to 3 or 4, you're most likely going to be very hands-on with the kids, right? You will have to pack the lunch all the time. You will have to make their meal or prepare those things. So know what season of life you're in, and then you go according to that. Because you're giving so much more attention to your smaller kid, maybe your spouse, you can always ask for help. Hey, I will love help. It's so hard for high achieving women to ask for help.
Yes.
So hard. But help, asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength. You're strong enough to know that I can only operate at this capacity, and I want you to help me just do this little piece right here. That will mean a lot to me.
Yes. Yeah. And it's you're right. It's as a high achiever, like I feel like I got to check all the boxes, and it's cheating if, God forbid, I ask someone else to take on one of the boxes. And you know, sometimes you, like, you know, you don't have to juggle all the things, balance it on your head while doing that, because that's the quickest route to the burnout, quickest
To the
route to the
burnout.
always having that anxiety.
Always. Yes.
And you know, you started out this episode, which I thought was absolutely wonderful, where you're like, I was having stomach issues, I wasn't sleeping, I was depressed, and you know, my doctor was like, here, take this magic pill. And if you're having any one of those things, I want you to just kind of check in with yourself and say, how is my life?
Yes. How can I simplify my life? I think that simplifying your life will make things so much easy. Instead of adding on things to your life, what can you take away?
Yeah.
Right? Instead of doing laundry 3 times a week, can we just do it once a week?
Right.
Instead of folding all the clothes, can we just use hangers? The kids don't care about you folding the clothes. Have bucket and like, you know, the little cubbies.
Right.
One
And
for
here's
short and
here, yeah.
shirt. And have the kid do that themselves. My kid pull their own clothes away now. I don't fold. My husband does the laundry. I'm so blessed. He does the laundry and he always put all my clothes away. I'm like, you don't have to. I got it. But most of my clothes goes on the hangers.
Yeah.
Right? And I stop overstressing.
It's funny that you say that, because I remember when I was a kid, like the moment I was like old enough to like reach inside the wash machine, my mom's like, okay, we're gonna learn how laundry works. Like, and it was just like, you're on your own. Like, here's your basket. When it's full, you do the laundry,
Exactly.
and you're not washing one thing. You're not washing this shirt because you need to wear it tomorrow.
And that's what boundaries also come with your children, right? Because you allow them something Now they're going to be entitled to it. Well, I'm 13. You've been doing my laundry my entire life. Why you're not doing it now, right? My 5-year-old and six, well, my son is 5 and my daughter is 7. One laundry is done, they have their own baskets. Here you go. Here's your clothes. Go put them away. I don't care if it's folded. I don't care how it is. But every
Right. It's
3 months,
as long as it's just not here.
exactly, put them away. And every 3 months, what I will do now, I'll go through their clothes and I'll get rid of the thing that doesn't fit anymore. I'll get rid of things that, it's changing season. All right, we don't need long, too much long sleeve. Now we're replacing with short sleeve. That's what I will do. No, I don't stress anymore. I try my best to just let go of the things that don't matter and only focus on what's important because you want to be able to have the mental capacity or capability to deal with the hard things that comes in life. Now, how do I feed my kid? How do I make money, right? How do I prioritize my self-care in order for me to not burn out at the end of the day? Because you are the lifeline of your family. If you're down, your whole legacy is also down. So prioritizing yourself is not selfish. It's as little as taking 15 minutes to meditate, to go back inside and understand what's going on inside. It's as simple as taking 2 minutes of breath work, of body scanning exercises. I am all about wellness techniques and practices. I got off my med cold turkey, and I will never recommend that to anyone. Please, I'm not a doctor. I am not pro like, I'm not a professional. But this is something that I've done, and I will not recommend that to anyone. Always have, your professional tell you what you should do. But me, I wanted to understand myself better. I wanted to know who I am without this thing. How do I think? And then by doing that, again, I was burned out. I quit my job, one of my high-paying jobs. And the thing about quitting a job, it does not fix your burnout because you're gonna take the same mindset, the same attitude, or the same thing you used to do to your next job. And then you're gonna think it's the job that's the problem. Actually, it's not. It's the way how you perceive life. It's the way how you set boundaries or not. It's the way how you think that will change everything.
A 1,000%. You're right. So it's like you'll say screw this job, and then you'll go, and then the job might seem okay at the beginning, but then all of a sudden your old mindset starts to rear its ugly
Come back.
head, and you're still taking on more work. You're still answering the phone on the ride home. You're still
Yeah.
doing all the things, and now because you've now trained your new job, Sophie's the girl to call at 7 p.m. She'll pick up.
Yeah, we're also chasing the promotion. But then we wonder, oh, this person, I can do the job better than that person. How did they become manager? I'm sure you've heard that before. How does this person a supervisor? I do more than that person. Maybe it's your attitude. Maybe that person does the job and still set boundaries and they are respected in a way. Right? You don't know. Maybe you may want to change your attitude and the way how you think or talk to other about other people, the way how you perceive life. Maybe that maybe, So usually they say when you point finger at others, always have the finger pointing back at you and ask yourself, how did I manifested this? Usually.
No, I absolutely love that. So, I always ask my podcast guests at the end of the podcast, what's one thing that makes you feel magical?
Oh, if it's only there's a lot of things now. I will say now there's a lot of things because I've learned to bring the joy back in my life. But the one thing that makes me magical is just seeing my children smile. And they always say, my son, he's such a loving boy. He always gives hugs. He's like, mommy, I hope you have a good time at work. So
Oh,
funny.
that's so cute.
And every time they say, mommy, can you play with me? I always, if I'm busy, I'll give you 5 minutes. I'll play with you. Even for 5 minutes, I stop what I do. Because one thing I remember I used to do is that I'm working, I'm busy. No, I have things to do. And just seeing that smile in their face when I say, yes, I'm coming. I'll be right there. Give me 2 minutes. We are going to build this Lego. Even if for 5 minutes, just seeing a smile in their face just light up my world. So they are my reason why I'm trying, to take care of me for them. Not burn out and not stay in a negative state all the time because they need me. So yeah.
Good. I love that. I love the
Thank
little, I love
you.
the have a good time at work. Like it just, it's so
Yes.
cute. And then
He
you're just
always
like, keep doing that. Don't become, like that sulky teenager.
Oh my God. When we get into that season, I'm gonna have to relearn all about parenting again. But right now, I'm just focusing on the moment and
Right.
enjoying the
Like
now and
stay, like
loving
stay,
this.
stay like this forever. So I don't want to have to
Please
lock you in the
do.
closet.
Please do. Yes. This was so nice. Thank
You're
you.
welcome. Where can people find you on the socials?
So I am on Instagram mostly. Coach Sophie James, Coach Sophie, Sophie and James, James. My off Facebook, I do one-on-one coaching, but I also do have a mastermind that I'm opening for new entrepreneurs who are looking to balance their life. And we focus on three main areas, which is mindset mastery, building a strong mindset, the people pleasing, the imposter syndrome, the limiting belief. So we try to, have wonderful conversation around that, productivity, prioritizing an organization. We also have conversation around that and also the importance of prioritizing your well-being. Again, if you have a business, if you are a regular job, whatever it is, you got to take care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, because this is what makes you as a whole.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome. 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 Thank you so much
Cute.
for taking the time to speak with us today. Definitely some great takeaways. And it all starts with deciding what your priorities are. And I think once you kind of start to define that, it'll start to create a cocoon around you so that, we're no longer led to that burnout, anxiety, anxious type living.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This was such a pleasure. I
You
had so
are
much fun.
so welcome. All right, Magic Makers, look her up. All the information I'm going to have in the show notes. And if you have any questions, feel free, let us know. And if something struck a chord with you, screenshot this episode and tag us in the socials. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.